I'm going to see a number of films over the summer. It's a good time for watching films. You may or may not know that coming out in the next couple of months, there's Mission Impossible, Rogue Nation. That's coming out this week. Yeah, that's good. Thumbs up from Keith there. The Man from U.N.C.L.E. I reckon that's going to be really good. That's coming out in August, right? I defy you to not see Spectre, James Bond, an absolute must, right? And then, looking further away, Star Wars 7. Yeah. You can see I'm not a kind of a rom-com kind of guy, right? I mean, the more the helicopters and the guns and the planets that blow up the whole world, that's my kind of film. That's all good Christian stuff in my books. Yeah, no, I saw the Minions as well, actually. I didn't like that, though. I saw it because the kids wanted to see it. There wasn't any guns in that at all that could really kill. So that's... No. What I really like to see, actually, I go to the cinema early so I can see those trailers. Do you know, that's, I think they're really good because I want to see what's happening. And, I think, that today, in a sense, is like a trailer, right, for what's coming next. You get to see where it's going now. So, good, eh? I worked on that, for a long time. So, I wanted to give you a bit of a sneak preview of what's coming up next. Now, you may or may not know that trailers are often sort of released at the point where the first trailers are released, at the point where filming has only just started. There isn't very much to kind of, to show. There's a few action shots, maybe a few images rather than any sort of motion pictures. But they, if you've been following the James Bond publicity, I mean, it's a work of art how they're sort of bringing it out stage by stage, announcing the next sort of thing. And that's a bit like where we are here. I mean, Karen and I have been thinking over the last few months of the storyline, okay, the sort of the main theme, but there's lots of detail to be worked out, and we'll be doing that's our August homework, basically. But in effect, today really is the world premiere, okay, of what's happening next at Sheffield Vineyard. I hope that you're going to be ready and looking forward to this. Okay, here it is. Over the next few months, we're going to be looking at the biblical book called Judges. And sorry, I'm on auto drive there. We're not doing that. We're not going to be looking at any judge. Sorry. We're doing something completely and utterly new. In fact, we're doing something which is, in a sense, the other end of the spectrum. And before I tell you what it is, I'm going to explain where I'm coming from, okay? I think there are, what we do, and what church is all about, it's fundamentally one or both of two things, okay? There's, in a sense, two categories that all church sermons could fit into, or two categories that all the activities that we as a church do sort of fit into. The first is making disciples. And the second is being disciples. That, I think, is fundamentally the two things that we do. Well, you're making it all up, Griffin. No, hold on. There's Bible. I can quote your stuff, okay? This is not me just making it all up. When Jesus, after he died and rose again, and just before he was going to ascend to heaven, he turned around to his disciples. This is right at the end of Matthew. And he said to his disciples, a kind of a summary of everything he'd been doing thus far. And he said this, it'll be on the screen here. He said, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you." Now, in here, there are basically two things he's saying. The first is go and make disciples. Make disciples. tell other people about me, what I've done, and all about me. Tell them. And the other thing is, teach them all that I've commanded you. And for us